Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about Chop Local, an online marketplace for meat. Back on that in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacid IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacid IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacid IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit AltacidIGR.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Most consumers have grown up over the years buying their meat at the local grocery store, supermarket, in some cases a local meat market. But there are more and more consumers interested in buying direct, buying from a farmer, from a rancher. And that's where a company that's known as Chop Local comes into play. They started in 2020, they're in Iowa, and they're trying to connect farmers, ranchers with consumers. One of the founders of Chop Local is Katie Ortloff. Katie and co-founder Jared Aiken told their story at the recent Animal Agriculture Alliance virtual conference. Katie told attendees that Chop Local is all about being an online farmer's marketplace where you can find all kinds of meat products.
So our mission is to support an alternative supply chain that brings more value to farmers and small processors. But he and I are both fully entrenched in conventional agriculture as well, and we understand the benefits of the protein supply chain as it exists today. We also know that sometimes it seems like those of us in conventional agriculture need to be worried about the marketing messages used by niche producers or niche retailers. However, one of the first decisions that we made as partners was that we would not allow any disparaging marketing to occur on our platform. Our vendors are free to use marketing claims like organic or grass-fed as long as they meet the USDA labeling requirements for those claims. But they cannot put down other farmers or production methods. It's okay for them to say that they're antibiotic-free, for example, but it's not okay for them to say, I don't pump my animals full of chemicals like other farmers, which is literally a statement that I saw on a prospective vendor's website. It's really important to the two of us, Jared and I, that we support all types of production methods. And surprisingly, maybe it's surprising to you, it was surprising to us, the first vendors who joined our site used conventional practices and really couldn't claim any of those special marketing terms. But they were looking for another way to market their livestock and their meat and diversify their farm revenue. So we're trying to make that easier without pitting one segment of agriculture against another. One of the things that's a little bit different about us is that we are a marketplace. We're not just helping farmers set up their own websites to sell their meat, because you have to serve both the vendor and the consumer. But we also know that it benefits both of those parties. The marketplace makes it easier for customers to find exactly what they're looking for. And we can serve a wide variety of customers. So instead of them searching multiple farm websites or smaller butcher shops websites for the meat they want, they can come to Chop Local and they can find anything they want. So again, if we have those hobby grillers that want that special cut, or maybe they really enjoy smoking a meat and they want something unique or special, they can find that on Chop Local. But we can also provide options for the busy mom who wants the easy meals for her family. We have everything that anybody could want on the website. We also, by being part of a marketplace, we're better positioned to compete against other online retailers. So instead of having, again, dozens of individual sites trying to increase their search engine optimization and name recognition and get new customers, the marketplace really gives all of our vendors a leg up. And then finally, we offer vendor support that these farmers and lockers cannot get anywhere else.
Katie Ortloff with Chop Local. They're an online meat market trying to serve what they call the modern meat eater. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Spur Ranch wants to invite you to their Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m. at the ranch just west of Vinita, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 85 registered females, including 55 fall pairs, 15 fall bred heifers, 15 spring bred heifers, as well as 50 fall and spring bred commercial replacement heifers. For a catalog and more details, go to spurranch.com or give them a call, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m., Vinita, Oklahoma. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.